From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State militants press their offensive in northern Syria against a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside the town of Moraya, that's near the Turkish border. And to the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city of Raqqa. Analysts say recent Islamic State territorial gains have trapped more than 160,000 Syrian civilians in the Azaz Moraya region and the closed Turkish border area about 20 kilometers to the north. For almost a week now, thousands of Iraqi forces have been advancing on the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah, moving to cut off as many as 1,000 fighters from help on the outside. Backed by coalition airstrikes and artillery fire, Iraqi forces had cleared the town of Karma, that is 16 kilometers northeast of Fallujah. But while admitting Fallujah is largely isolated, U.S. officials are trying to downplay expectations of a quick or decisive victory over the Islamic State. Foreign Policy magazine says the White House has quietly suspended the transfer of cluster bombs to ally Saudi Arabia in response to the Sunni kingdom's aerial war against Shiite rebels in Yemen. Magazine quoted an unnamed senior U.S. official saying a hold was placed on such shipments following reports that the Saudi-led coalition battling the Houthi rebels used the controversial munitions in civilian areas. This is VOA News. New data by the International Organization for Migration is showing a significant increase in the number of migrants journeying across the Sahara Desert from West Africa to Algeria and Libya and then onwards to Europe. Lisa Schlein reporting now from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The report finds more than 60,000 migrants have transited through the Agadez region of Niger between February and April. It says close to two-thirds were recorded leaving Niger for North Africa, while the rest was composed of migrants returning to Niger and entering the country. The largest number of migrants surveyed come from Nigeria and Niger. Other nationalities include Senegalese, Gambians, Malians, and Cameroonians. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says the upsurge in the number of migrants crossing the Sahara is largely due to the cheap prices smugglers are charging.
The average cost of migration is anywhere between U.S. $85 and U.S. $345.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will respond to the defensive missile system the United States and its partners are building in Eastern Europe because he says it threatens Russia's security. Mr. Putin said strong countermeasures will be enacted to the NATO deployment, and he emphasized that Russia is reacting to Western action, not making the first move in a confrontation. Speaking to reporters in Athens, where he met with Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, the Russian leader also ruled out any discussions about the status of Crimea, the former Ukrainian territory that Russia has annexed. World Health Organization dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, because of the Zika virus outbreak. Bruce Aylward is WHO's Executive Director of Outbreaks and Health Emergencies.
Based on a very careful risk assessment and all the information we've gathered so far about this disease, these games should go ahead as planned, and we should continue to work to make sure they're as safe as possible.
An open letter signed by 150 experts, health experts from more than two dozen countries, said holding games in the current Zika situation would be irresponsible and unethical. This is Memorial Day weekend here in the U.S. Monday is the actual holiday, always observed on the last Monday of May to honor those who died while serving in the U.S. military. President Obama says he has no more solemn obligation than leading our men and women in uniform, he says, making sure we only send them into harm's way when it is absolutely necessary. Again, Memorial Day on Monday. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.